With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed multi-billion dollar investment agreements.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says the U.S. held very good talks with Iran.
Officials from both countries participated in the indirect talks held in Oman. The president described them as very good and said more were planned for early next week. But he kept up the pressure, warning that if the country didn't make a deal over its nuclear program, the consequences are very steep. Meanwhile, the president signed an executive order that may impose a 25% tariff on countries that do business with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Milan Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open. Allison Kopeka was on hand for the opening ceremony.
We are so lucky to be able to see athletes compete in the mountains, in the natural landscapes that we have, especially here in Italy, in northern Italy. It's insane to see people on the Alps and see people in a completely different environment.
This is the most spread out Olympics in history, with competition venues dotting an area roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. The Trump administration on Thursday launched Trump RX, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate. This is SRN News. Religious Americans talk about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for contempt of religion based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year. The commission wants the State Department to put Egypt on its special watch list. This is SRN News. Uber is found liable in a sexual assault case.
A federal jury has ordered Uber to pay $8.5 million to a woman who says one of its drivers raped her during a 2023 trip. Uber has faced criticism for its safety record, much of it spanning from thousands of incidents of sexual assault reported by both passengers and drivers. Sarah London, one of the lawyers representing the plaintiff, said the verdict reached in Arizona validates the thousands of survivors who have come forward at great personal risk to demand accountability against Uber. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The California Department of Public Health is urging people to avoid mushroom foraging altogether this year because death cap mushrooms are easily confused with safe edible varieties. Since November the 18th, there have been more than three dozen cases of mushroom poisonings reported, including the four deaths and three liver transplants. More details at srnnews.com.